Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who is bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. And for this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, he put on his robe and had returned to the table. Jesus said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." Here ends the first reading.
And Helen will read our second gospel reading. Thank you, Helen.
When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another."
The word disciple really means student or apprentice. That's what they were, the 12 who sat around the table with Jesus that night. And this would be the last time all 12 of them were together, on earth at least. For even though Jesus would rise again, Judas wouldn't. And since Jesus clearly knew how things would turn out, you might think he would have taken that opportunity to set them a test, an exam, or as teachers might call it when they want to make it sound more fun, a quiz. An end of term quiz for his students. Do you like quizzes? If I was to hold a quiz now, and I'm not, perhaps about the gospel readings or about the Bible in general, some of you would be delighted and others would find their hearts sinking. You're either a quiz person or you're not, I've found. I was sitting in the office upstairs recently when a large group down here had a quiz going on. And although I couldn't hear the questions clearly, from what I could hear, the quiz master seemed to be a very kind and reasonable man. I must say that in case he's listening. And he wasn't in the least bit smug about it. But there was the usual slow humiliation afterwards when the answers were revealed. The papers were marked, and it was a case of hands up who got 30 out of 30, hands up who got 29, hands up who got 28, all the way down to one. I mean, don't put them through that. Once you've done the top three, just leave the others alone, please. Nobody needs to know who came last. And I think a quiz or an exam is an unfair situation. It always puts the examiner or the quizmaster in a position of power, where knowledge is power, as they say. But that person has the advantage of being able to set all the questions and research them beforehand. Well, of course, that's what a quiz is. But it can make everyone else feel stupid or belittled. The worst quizmasters are the ones who make their questions as hard and obscure as possible, as if they take some kind of cruel delight in exposing everyone else's ignorance. When, if any one of the other contestants had set questions on a topic of their choosing, the power would be reversed. I guess the point of this illustration is to say that Jesus didn't set a quiz for the disciples or an exam. There were no end-of-term awards for best disciple either, or most improved follower, or young player of the year. There was no written essays. There were no multiple choice questions. No certificates were given out, and no disciple achieved any qualifications at the end of their 3-year apprenticeship. He didn't even make them go through some sort of accompanied self-appraisal. Knowledge is power, they say. Well, not in God's kingdom. Instead, Jesus got down on his knees, rolled his sleeves up, and washed their feet. Any power he might have had as their teacher, as their master, was completely turned on its head. And then at supper, when he took the role of father of the family in their Passover meal, he turned that on its head too, pointing to his sacrifice, his self-giving, when he said, "This is my body, this is my blood given for you." This is my all. This is everything I have to give, my whole life given for you. And just one final instruction, one commandment to sum it all up. Love one another as I have loved you. By this will everyone know that you are my disciples. Not by any certificates or qualifications or test scores, but by this one thing alone, that you have love for one another. Even when you fall out and disagree and annoy each other and rub each other up the wrong way and even hurt one another, love must go beyond that and must find a way through and then can overflow out into the world. Just as he showed them and just as he said, love. Love that goes to the extremes. Love that is not just a feeling, but is an attitude of forgiveness, hope, and generosity. Love that is self-aware, self-giving, and focused on serving others and serving God. Not for any thanks or reward or acclaim or certificate, but just love. The test was yet to come, and not a written test, but the test of their lives, growing in Christ, stumbling and falling and picking themselves up along the way, but growing in Christ, growing in faith, growing in love, every step of the way. Love one another, Jesus said. Just as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this will everyone know that you are my disciples. It's not about how much we know, but it is about how much we love. Amen.